This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Back with you. It's the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And, you know, it's been said that Donald Trump has, you know, a corner on a big part of Hillary Clinton's real estate mind, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, here in a foreign policy speech last month, she mentions Trump 62 times. Last night in her acceptance speech, over 20 times. You know, you tell me, what do you think? Listen to what Chuck Todd had to say about it.
Of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. Chuck, your opinion on the job as delivered?
Well, what I said earlier was the words Stemwinder and Hillary Clinton in speech are never probably going to be in the same sentence. To borrow a phrase from Mario Cuomo, you supposedly campaign in poetry, govern in prose. Well, the speech to me was a lot of prose, which in many ways is Hillary Clinton, right? She didn't go out there and try to be something she wasn't.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, look, it wasn't a speech that built on the momentum of Wednesday night. Wednesday night was speech night in many ways. There was a lot of great poetry from President Obama to Joe Biden and things like that. I think the two things that struck me about it, though, substantively, first of all, this is a very progressive agenda that she outlined. And if you think about this, I don't believe anybody on the set there, I challenge you, Rachel, anybody else on that set, a year ago would have thought that she would give as progressive of a speech as she gave tonight. I think it's a speech that Bernie Sanders could have given if he were the nominee tonight. And it does seem as if that when they wrote this speech, they seemed to be almost more worried about Sanders and making sure they did everything to keep the party together, because it was on that front, it was very progressive. The other part of it is, and she said this in an interview 2 weeks ago, and this speech makes it clear. She said 2 weeks ago, somebody asked her, is this going to be a referendum on you? And she goes, no, this is going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. Well, she made her speech about Donald Trump, the other half of her speech about Donald Trump. She made more references to Trump in her acceptance speech, 20, than Donald Trump made of her, just 9. So I think that tells you where their focus is. They believe they're going to win this election by making this, because it's anti-Trump, and that gives her the luxury of, I think, campaigning on a more progressive agenda because of Trump. That appears to be the calculation they made. It's not going to win over a lot of extra Republicans, put it that way. But I don't know if that was the goal of the speech.
Chuck, we have a...
You know, Scott, I wonder if America really understands what this progressive agenda represents. She's so quick on one hand to, bring up the question of what it would cost, you know, some of these things that Donald Trump has presented. But whenever she presents something, she just says, hey, we're going to pay for it. And somehow, you know, she looks to, you know, big business and Wall Street, all these people that she's taken money from. And I guess she just keeps on, you know, going to the ATM machine of Wall Street. Whenever, you know, things fall short, everybody says, well, let's go after the people that got the deal. In fact, she said something quite profound, which was interesting in contrast to what Peter Schweitzer had to say about follow the money. She says, follow the money. And I'm going, she did say that, right? I mean, it's like with the Clinton Foundation, follow the money. And next to the money are Bill and Hillary, and yet they're, you know, claiming to be servants of us little people, you know, of the minions of America. They are servants, but make sure that they get their cut. You know, let's not deny that their hands are out and they're looking at it in much the same way that Nancy Pelosi, and I believe it's the disease of these professional politicians, this political class that we've allowed to develop over time. And is it any wonder? I mean, the Constitution is getting thrown out and you got elites trying to run this deal because America has decided to, you know, check out. Well, we need you to check back in, ladies and gentlemen. It's all hands on deck, and we're going to get this country back on track. It is where it is right now because that's where we let it go. This is Bill Martinez.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez, and you know what time it is. It is time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Well, I'll tell you, the Democratic National Convention, we're going to be wrapped up with both conventions. The Democrats have been on parade. What are they telling us?
Two different alternate realities, I must say, between this week and last week. What world are we living in here, Bill?
Yeah, do we have to suspend it? I mean, Dr. Gorka says in order to understand the Democrats, you've got to suspend reality. So you're convincing me that that's true.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So let's just go through the specific economic planks and how they're different one from the other.
Okay.
Let's start with taxes. Okay. So Hillary Clinton is talking about increasing taxes on anybody over $250,000, which she thinks is like the upper 1%. I think people making $250,000 feel they're barely surviving in many cases right. These days, depending where you are. Mm-hmm. But those are the terrible, rich, successful people you have to get to pay their so-called fair share. Right now, the top 10% of the population pays about 50% of the taxes. So I think they're paying plenty of their fair share, but she wants them to pay more. Mm-hmm. And then use that to create all kinds of wonderful additional entitlements, right? Mm-hmm. Free student loans, so you wouldn't have any college debt coming out of school. Increase Obamacare to make it available maybe to people age 50 instead of 65. Kind of Medicare kind of for all, think of
exactly.
It that way.
Right.
I could go a whole series of things, but basically she wants to increase taxes, and Trump wants to do the exact opposite. He wants to cut taxes on corporations, currently the top rate 35% down to 20%. Individuals' top rate now is about 40% down to about 25%, which would clearly stimulate the economy, Bill. Mm-hmm. The question is how much of a hole would it put in the federal budget, which would be a big one, like trillions of dollars here.
Yeah, and that's what the Democrats are saying, is that what Trump's offering by cutting taxes is that they're going to be this big hole. But they said that about Reagan as well.
Right.
And the fact that you had increased activity, it made up for that.
To some extent,
remember, you don't know, right?
The deficit did go up under Reagan, remember,
right.
A lot.
Right.
But there are other reasons. For example, there's a big military buildup as well at the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, expenses don't go down that much. They go up at a slower rate, but they never actually go down.
Well, how would you like to be president coming in, Jordan?
The military has been insane.
The military's been blighted. Guess what? We're going to have to spend money in the military.
Right.
That's just the way it is. So you can't be pre-World War II levels
right.
And be in this contentious, threatening environment that we're in. I mean, this is deja vu. This is Clinton to George W. Bush one more time, isn't it?
It is. It is. So I think Trump would have to spend more money in the military, as you say. Clearly, he's going to spend more on building the wall and all that. And I've heard estimates that deporting 11 million illegals would be something like $300 billion. So there's lots of things that Bush, Trump would spend on that Clinton would not spend on.
Yeah.
So I think that's the concern. I think lowering taxes is a good thing, particularly on corporate taxes, because a lot of companies are keeping literally trillions of dollars outside the country because they don't want to bring it in to have a 35% tax. That money could flow into the U.S. and be invested here if we get our tax rates down to a more reasonable level, like 20%. So I think that could actually help. The way the Democrats kind of phrase it, it's a giveaway to the rich, you know?
Yes.
That's not the way it works in the real world. When you lower tax rates, you encourage people to invest and spend in your place. If you raise taxes
and hire people, imagine that. What a novel concept, right?
And if you raise tax rates, or you raise the minimum wage or something like that, you encourage people to go elsewhere. That's just the way it works. So that's a big difference between the two on taxes.
What about trade?
Could not be more opposite. Okay. So, I mean, Clinton is basically an internationalist and wants more trade, although she seems to be waffling on trans-Pacific partnerships. Sometimes she likes it, sometimes she doesn't like it. Maybe it be renegotiated. Trump is completely against it. He's against NAFTA. He wants to put 35 or maybe 45% tariffs on China, Mexico, Japan, all of our major trading partners, which would immediately cause a trade war. I mean, it's not a question. It would happen within microseconds, okay?
Right.
You put a 45% tariff on China, and they're going to put tariffs on our stuff immediately. So both sides lose. Mm-hmm. We've been through this before, right? In the Depression, it was called the Smoot-Hawley Laws, where we raised tariffs. Everybody around the world raised tariffs. It caused a depression. So I thought we'd learn that lesson, but not. So that's not something Clinton would do. That's something that Trump would do. So I think we want to have more trade. What I want is lower barriers, not more barriers. Because
exactly.
when we have lower barriers, more free trade, We win. I mean, people. Yeah. We have the stuff people want: Boeing airplanes, you know, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we want to reduce barriers, not increase barriers.
But Jordan, what people don't understand, and the media seems to be ignorant of it, is that it's about the deal. Donald is about doing the deal. And you know
right.
as well as I do, when you do the deal, you're not bending over backwards as you enter in the door. You're holding a stiff chin. And you're going to try to hold a line so you've got a position of strength to negotiate from.
Right.
You know, it's like Henry Ford says, you know, if you say you can't do it, you're probably right. And this is what this government has said time and again. It can't do it. Guess what? You're right. You can't do it. So
exactly.
let's get you out of the way and let's get somebody in there who can.
Well, maybe.
My humble opinion.
It's different. I think it's different negotiating with, like, the planning commission in New York City, or, you know, somebody putting up a tower, than China on having their currency go up or getting rid of that. These are major kinds of things. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll be a fantastic negotiator and get these fantastic deals. But the people in Mexico, in Japan, in China now say, no way is that ever going to happen.
Well, of course they're going to say no way. That's what they're going to say. But when you sit down, you say, look, there's got to be a way, and we're going to work it out. And I believe Donald Trump, at least he's open to try, where, you know, this current administration, you know, they've said, okay, no way, that's it. So meanwhile, what happens is the United States keeps bending over backwards.
Correct.
We keep giving away stuff, and now fair trade has become unfair trade.
I agree with you. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's a major difference between Clinton and Trump on trade.
Okay, let's talk about government regulations, one of my favorite topics.
A huge difference between the two, okay?
Yes.
So Clinton, what I think, would amp up even more all the regulations we've had under Obama in every area. Labor laws, environmental laws, financial services. There's something called the fiduciary rule, which is coming in, which is going to really change the financial industry. I mean, I could go through all the different areas of government, massive new regulations, amped up even more under Clinton. And at least in theory, Trump would cut a lot of that stuff back. Now, Reagan said the same thing, and he did cut back to some extent. But the federal government is a real monster. It's kind of hard to tame the thing, you know?
Exactly. Well, it's cost us hundreds of billions of dollars, these regulations, and what have we gotten out of it?
A lot of scared people. Lawyers get rich, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, you know, here it is. It's like, who are you serving?
And lobbyists. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's something I think Trump would benefit by getting regulations down and freeing business. We've had a pretty meager recovery from the recession, maybe 1% or 2% growth a year. I think the regulatory burden, and if you look in the areas, the big parts of the economy, healthcare. Massive new regulations through Obamacare. The financial services industry, massive new regulations through Dodd-Frank. And just environmental regulations that put the coal business out. I mean, just one after another, that has been a major slow. I'll give you another example, oil. Hillary Clinton wants to basically ban fracking. That has been one of the major growth areas of our economy.
Exactly.
Producing a lot of high-wage jobs.
In spite of what the government has done, and Jordan, we've got to wrap this up. Like you said, you and I, we could be spending days on all these things. From
there's a big difference between the two of them.
Investment, yeah, exactly. There is a big difference. I would say study to show yourself approved. So when you go to vote, that it really does count. The one and only Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, has been with us. Jordan, as always, thank you so much.
Always glad to get their emails at Money Answers.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers who taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online is just one of the many ways that you can connect with Bill Martinez Live, now in over 280 markets across the country, around the world, via shortwave as well. We thank you very much for joining the cause as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track. Bob Dirico Jones is with us right now, senior fellow for the Center for America and author of the best-selling Remove Child Before Folding. Bob, I got to tell you, when I checking on your book, Remove Child Before Folding, it reminds me of a guy I worked with in Los Angeles, California, many years ago. And he had a group of minion kids that were just so precious. I mean, they were nonstop kinetic. I mean, it was like watching a three-ring circus whenever you were around his household. And his one kid almost scalped himself using an electric egg beater. He was doing some pancake mix or something. And somehow the mixer ended up in his hair and just all but scalped him. And another one, as they were going into a grocery store, he wanted to hurry up and get in there, and the window was down, and the other well-meaning brother decided to hit the automatic button to roll the window up real quick without realizing that his brother's neck was still hanging outside the window. So when I hear remove your child before folding, all of a sudden those two experiences come to mind, and you can't help but smile. I appreciate the sense of humor, buddy.
Right, and that's life. I mean, we all grow up with, and that kind of stuff happens. Where you were talking about getting America back on track, where one of the ways we've come off track is that we're trying to hold other people responsible today. At least more and more people are trying to hold others responsible when they do something either silly or something that shouldn't have done, hurt themselves, and use the courts to try to wring money out of somebody.
Exactly.
And that's why we do this contest at the Center for America. We're trying to educate the American public about all the ways that we're paying for living in the most lawsuit-happy society on Earth. And there's a lot of serious repercussions that I talk about every week in my radio commentary called Let's Be Fair. But we have a little fun at the expense of the trial lawyers that file the lawsuits that put warning labels like on a fishing lure that says, believe it or not, warning, harmful if swallowed.
Yeah.
That's a real warning label.
Yeah. Well, that should be the first test. You know, you can't buy these if you need this warning label. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And, you know, we get calls from media all over the world, Asia, Europe, and so on, and they're incredulous because they don't see warning labels like this in their countries, whether you're talking about Japan, Germany, Australia, France, and they wonder why. And they say, are Americans stupider than we are? And we have to point out, no, we're not any stupider. We do the same things. You know, we have the same accidents anybody around the world does. But the difference is that we don't have a loser pays legal system that would require people to pay the legal bills of somebody they sue and they lose. So in a system where you have very little downside for suing, you see all kinds of ridiculous lawsuits, like the guy who was playing basketball, dunked the ball, caught his teeth in the net, and then sued the net makers and walked away with $50,000.
Wow. Amazing. Well, you know, I think the problem here in America, I think you just tell them, we have more attorneys per capita than anywhere else in the world. That's the issue, isn't it? I mean, because people are going to do what they get rewarded for, and attorneys say, you know, I mean, there's no such thing as a frivolous lawsuit. I mean, judges are, you know, because they're former attorneys, you know, it's okay, fine. I mean, I have a dear friend of mine here, Bob. He's been having a battle in court. I mean, this is like worse than the War of the Roses, with his ex-wife over his daughter, who he loves dearly. And between the two of them, they have spent almost $700,000 in legal fees. You know, and I told him, I said, your daughter could be a nuclear scientist three times over for all this money that you guys have spent.
Yes, and unfortunately that happens every single day in American courts. We hear all the time from people that have blown their life savings defending themselves from lawsuits that are thrown out of court ultimately. And so that's the thing. They haven't done anything wrong, but to get to the point where they prove that, they have to exhaust their life savings. And
exactly.
Even when you win, you lose. And that's just not any kind of system to tolerate in an advanced culture like we have here in the United States.
Yeah, I'm ready to applaud a judge that says, get that out of here. You know,
right.
And I know it's happened. It's rare that they will hold the attorneys in contempt for even bringing up a silly lawsuit, but unfortunately, the reward, the upside for them is for everyone that's turned down, there's still probably 20 or 30 that are still heard and are given place.
That's right. We have in America, the good news is we don't have to eliminate everybody's right to sue when they have a legitimate grievance. But what's happened is the pendulum has swung so far to the side of suing that twice as much of our gross domestic product is spent on litigation-related expenses than any other country in the world. So if we just got that back to the median, to the average amount of money that you spend from all the production that you create throughout the year, we could save in America $580 billion a year.
Mm.
Just to get back to that average.
Yeah, maybe we ought to have just a limit on these things, you know, just like healthcare and everything else, as we say. We're only going to deal with so much ridiculousness, and I'm sorry, we're beyond our quota, so that's it for the next 6 months until we open up a new fiscal year. But, Bob, let's talk about the Wacky Warning Labels contest. Tell our audience about that, for those that don't know.
Throughout the year, we ask listeners on radio programs just like yours to look around their house, their office, and find the warning labels that are common sense, that make you wonder whether you should laugh or cry when you read them, like a warning label on a silver scooter, these razors that we love so much, the kids.
Just don't tear them off. Just don't tear off those warning labels, right? Especially on the mattress.
Right.
Don't tear
those
off.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, that scooter says, this product moves when used. Well, of course it does. It's a scooter. Yeah. But the manufacturer knows if they don't put that warning there, they can be sued. So when your listeners see warnings like that, they can go to our website, which is centerforamericatv.org. Mm-hmm. Take a picture, email it to us, and we'll take it from there. And
that's
what
good fun.
We take all of them throughout the year. We narrow them down to the best five, and we take those to John Stossel's TV show on Fox and let his audience pick the cash prize winners, and we give away $1,000 for the grand prize.
Wow. So the top five. Give us the top five and the winner for this year.
The top five, here's a coffee pot that warns, do not hold over people. Okay?
Okay.
A common utility knife says, warning, blades are sharp. A helium party balloon warns, in California, do not release outdoors or near electric power lines as it may cause power outages. Mm. We included that one because, well, is that only in California? Doesn't the same thing happen whether you're in New York, Michigan, or Florida, too? I mean,
no, California is special. We know that.
Yes,
so, and I'm
right.
Here. I'm here in California right now, so I'm reminded of just how special it is.
Of course,
especially when you look at Sacramento. But that's a whole other discussion. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's three of them. The fourth one.
I'm going to read this one because the little product that it's on is kind of funny. Psych warning. Cycling can be dangerous. Bicycle products should be installed and serviced by a professional mechanic. Failure to heed any of these warnings may result in serious injury or death. Well, that's pretty ominous. It must be something really, I don't know, technically related to a bike. Well, it's a warning on a common bicycle bell. Just a little.
On a bell?
Little bell. Yeah, a little bell. But they need all those warnings.
Well, what happens if you're smoking and ringing the bell at the same time? Is that requires a whole nother addendum, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And here's a grand prize winner.
Okay.
On a toy Star Wars lightsaber, it says, warning, for accessory use only, not to be used as a battle device.
Yeah, you don't want to go on and take on the Men in Blue or anybody like that with that. This is so ridiculous. Bob, remind everybody, I'm sure we see labels all around. They can take a snapshot and download it to your site, and so direct them where they need to do, and be a part of, this national campaign, the Wacky Warning Labels Contest.
Yes, then go to centerforamericatv.org.
Well, Bob DiRigo-Jones has been with us. Bob, thank you so much. Good fun, and congratulations on the show and the contest. I know we're going to get some more participants for you, okay?
Well, nice talking with you, Bill.
Thanks. All right, always good. Take care.
How long were you a slave?
5 years.
What is your name?
Benner. On August 19th, my family was betrayed by my own brother. On the road to revenge, I won't let him go unpunished. One man was shown the path.
There is a way.
Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
You have to make things right. Please, let's get you alive.
You should have killed me.
I will.
Ben-Hur. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D 3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez, live.
You know, words do count, ladies and gentlemen. Given the option, you can speak death or speak life, but my experience has been that, life wins out all the time, and that's what we want to focus on, which is not to say that, we have those moments that are undesirable and makes us less than, but it doesn't mean that the next moment we can be more than. So I invite you to, join in the good cause. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Joe Alton is back with us. He is the author of the book, as you recall, the Zika Virus Handbook. And Dr. Alton, who is known as Dr. Bones, is an MD and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and the American College of OBGYN. Dr. Alton, good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, no, good to have you back. You know, last time we talked about the Zika virus handbook. I do want to talk about being situationally aware in light of, the danger level that we live under these days, as opposed to when you and I were growing up. I mean, we practiced, diving under a desk and, during the Cold War and the threat of some Russian nuclear attack. But now, it is a different, dangerous environment in which we live in, and we need to understand that it is real, it is imminent, and, some of us are designed and we're wired to have our heads on a swivel, but we need more people aware of, their surroundings, so that, we can, be a little bit easier watching out and protecting one another, right?
Wow, Bill, you said a mouthful. Absolutely agree with you 100% on that. You know, you can't go online and or pick up a newspaper without reading about the latest terror attacks or the latest attack by somebody that's unhinged. There was a guy in Japan that decided that disabled people had no right to live, and so he killed a bunch of them in their sleep at a local medical center. Then just today, somebody decided, or a Muslim terrorist decided that they were going to slit the throat or maybe even behead a Catholic priest in a church. There is just so much going on that we know that there's now a new normal, and these attacks, they can occur anytime, anywhere, churches, clubs, holiday parties, schools, the mall, anywhere and anytime. So we have to be aware, and being situationally aware, as you mentioned, is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we can always talk about the potential reasons. I mean, clearly, this anger and activity, this hateful activity, you know, killing people, you know, trying to rip their heads off, all this has been going on. I mean, in some countries, and of course, Israel's been dealing, and it comes to mind right away, they've been dealing with one intifada after another. And so just by nature of them living there in Israel, they've been forced to be situationally aware. But here in the United States, because it's not necessarily an everyday occurrence, although it's an increasing occurrence, we need to really get in sync with, you know, what is happening around us.
We have a culture of victimization in this country, and we have to change that to a culture of awareness. We need people to be, any time that they're in an area where there's a crowd, they have to be looking around, they have to be observing, orienting, figuring out what's normal behavior and figuring out what's not normal behavior. Don't just walk around looking for Pokemon Go characters in your smartphone. I mean, the old days, that would give you a bump on the head because you walked into a lamppost. But nowadays, my goodness, it could cost you your life.
Yeah, that's the thing that's amazing. I'm glad you mentioned Pokemon Go, because we were talking about this yesterday, you know, how distracted. And then you see some of the YouTube videos where people are, you know, they're getting bumps in heads and, you know, walking into poles because they're so focused on Pokemon Go.
Well, that kind of activity is the anti-strategy for today's world. It guarantees you're going to be a soft target, but that you're going to be very easy to eliminate and add to the casualty count if somebody in the area has decided that they're going to cause some damage and hurt some people. So this is something that absolutely shouldn't be done. Some of the other things I recommend is always look for where the nearest exit is. That's important. You always need to have a plan of escape, and you should do it in what I call condition yellow, a state of a relaxed alert. In other words, condition white might be looking at the clouds and seeing if they look like an animal or trying to figure out what you're going to eat next week. But what I want people to do is to be in a situation where they're in condition yellow, they're looking around at their surroundings and taking it all in a relaxed, calm manner.
Well, Dr. Joe, you mentioned these soft targets, and to me, there's some places I just won't go to. You know, I was in Florida, and I spent half my time in Florida, and we're in a movie theater, and they had signs. They've since taken them down, and thank God they did, because I challenged the general manager of the theater, and they said, this is a gun-free zone. I said, do you realize what you just did to everybody? You put a target right on them by the sign. I said, as long as these signs are out, I'm not coming back. I don't care how good your popcorn is. You know, I am not coming to this theater. And they since took them down. But, you know, this is all part of the situational awareness, is that you have to set up, concentric circles about where you are. And for each concentric circle that you enter in as you get to wherever you're going, you've got to measure, what is happening, in much the same way that, I consider, you know, when I went to Israel, they didn't just check you out when you got to the airport. You were being pre-checked as soon as you bought a ticket to come to Israel.
Well, I think that that's pretty wise of the people in Israel. I mean, of course, they're at a really high a risk level. We are at a risk level too. Now we have to decide that this is a situation where a business or any public venue has to decide whether they want to be a soft target or not. If they want to put a gun-free zone sign up, that's really just an advertisement to people that want to do harm to others to, hey, this is the place to go, because other people are not going to be able to fight back. And if they don't fight back, then there's going to be another tragedy on our hands. They happen every day. There are now multiple ones happening throughout the world, and they're beginning to become a common event that in the United States.
Well, two things people need to keep in mind. Number one, there's a declaration of war that has been declared on America. Okay, that is something even our president is not attuned to. But terrorist experts understand that we have people out there, evil people, that have said, we want Americans dead. And they've declared war on our police and military people as well. Anywhere they've been encouraged to take them out. And we see this. And to your point, Dr. Alton, there are many attacks that are going, without report whatsoever. We hear about the big ones, but there's lots of them that are happening not only in this country, but around the world that go underreported.
Oh, and right, they don't make the news cycle here because they're just so common in places like the Middle East. And we, as a result, get a false view as to how often these things occur. Now, however, it you just can't escape it. I mean, there are reports every day, and you can find multiple reports. I mean, just today, with regards to various attacks that are occurring, sometimes ongoing attacks, just at the moment that you happen to turn on the computer and look at the online news.
Exactly.
I've got a great idea.
Okay, well, hold on to that. Let's bring that up on the other side of the break, okay? We've got to go to break here right now. Dr. Joe Alton, the author of the book, The Zika Virus Handbook. More from Dr. Alton on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes right now before the top of the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. You gotta shake, shake, shake. Like you shake, shake, shake. Brand new look so good on you. So shake like you've been shaked. Come on, shake. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, let's move the fluid here as we, a little aerobics, huh, for the early morning. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Joe Alton continues, known as Dr. Bones. He's an MD and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and the American College of OBGYN. Dr. Alton, before we went to break, you were starting to tell us a story. I had to put you on pause, so I'm going to hit the play button. So I'll let you finish your story now.
Bill, I just wanted to say that you mentioned in the last segment that we have had war declared on us, and you want to know something. My idea is, how about declaring war back?
Yes.
On the people that are trying to hurt us? How about putting together public programs in every municipality that'll teach people how not to be soft targets, how to defend themselves, how to fight back if possible in some of these shooter situations or some of these terrorist attacks? You know that in statistics from the FBI law enforcement bulletin that a significant minority of these shooter attacks and these terrorist attacks have been foiled, or at least fatalities ended by the active action on the part of people at the scene, citizens, civilians at the scene. So it's time for us to get tough. I mean, these
exactly.
are tough times. We've got to get tough.
Well, Dr. Alton, to your point, that's one of the things I've heard over and over again from the experts is that, shooters come in, people that wreak a terror. They don't expect anybody to fight back. They expect them to get that deer in the headlights kind of look. And you can't afford to do that. So you have to be prepared. And being prepared isn't just at that moment. It's what you do beforehand. You know, going back to what you said earlier, and that is that we need to raise the alert level, kind of walk around with some consciousness and move it up to the yellow level. Because I don't know, even though you talk about there being a white level of alert where everything is all, you know, good and peaceful and that sort of thing, I don't know if, for right now anyway, if that's a season that we can really live with. Because the one thing about terror, it comes at any moment when you least expect it. And, you think you're playing with your Pokemon Go game or whatever, You put yourself in a position of vulnerability, and that's what we have to manage here, is how do we mitigate the vulnerability so that we're more consciously aware and, we're protecting ourselves, because, you just can't count on the men in blue, to be there. Clearly what's being demonstrated around not only our country but this world is that emergency personnel are overwhelmed by the amount of terrorist activity.
Oh, it is absolutely one of the biggest problems that we have. You have to remember that so many people are just constantly, permanently on condition white. And in that circumstance, let's say the people in Nice, France, that were watching the fireworks, they wouldn't, in their wildest dreams, imagine that a truck was going to be ramming them and killing dozens and wounding apparently hundreds.
Yes.
And so the important thing here is you've got to, number one, you're going to be in a crowd. Be in the fringes of the crowd. Don't be in the middle of the crowd. That's number one. Give yourself room to move around and get out of there if you absolutely have to.
Exactly.
If you can be against the wall, that might not be a bad idea. You get a better view and you know that there's nothing behind you that is going to be at least likely to be a threat. Establish baseline.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when I say that, I mean that what is going on here? What should be normal activity, normal behavior where you are? And how are most people behaving?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you can find the anomalies, and those anomalies are things that either should happen in a particular setting but don't, or things that do happen and shouldn't. In other words, if you're jumping up and down and screaming, that might be normal behavior at a rock concert, but probably not at Starbucks.
Right, exactly. Well, the other thing that comes to mind here, Dr. Alton, in terms of things that are extraordinary or outside of the norm, is that if your gut tells you something, if your instincts is saying something to you, we need to listen to it. What's happened, and we hear this repeatedly, for the sake of political correctness, people are seeing something, they're not saying anything. They're rejecting what their gut, what their instincts is telling them. And you're saying, hey, resensitize yourself and understand that those valid warning signals are there for a reason, right?
Absolutely. We need a higher index of suspicion. We need to know that if there's somebody that's dressed a little too warm for the weather, perhaps, or somebody that's looking nervous, that you probably don't want to be walking beside him at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear something that sounds like gunfire, don't assume it's firecrackers. Don't assume it's somebody's tire blowing out. Assume it's gunfire and move in the opposite direction and fast. I'd rather that you feel silly because it was a tire blowing out than be dead.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Alton, being since we're on and we've got Rio just around the corner, the Olympics, you and I talked the last time about the potential danger and exposure of the Zika virus there. It seems to be a hotbed of problems. Many of our Olympians have decided, hey, I'm not going to risk my health. I'm not going to participate in this year's Olympics. And some have suggested that we should cancel the Olympics altogether because of the threat and also because of the lack of organization there in Rio de Janeiro.
What a mess over there. Not only are they in bad shape financially, but they've really put up a terrible infrastructure. I read an article yesterday about how the 17 buildings that have been constructed for the Olympic athletes, I think 17,000 or some large number of people that are going to be housed there in an athlete housing, that the electricity wasn't working, that the toilets were blocked. The Australian and the Argentinian delegations went off to find hotels.
Oh, wow.
So this is a big issue, and Zika virus is a big issue, of course, but I'll tell you, it's more than that. There are a lot of reasons that it might be hazardous to your health to go to the Zika Olympics, and just the inability of people the authorities to maintain order. One of the former jiu-jitsu champions was robbed at gunpoint just yesterday. So, these are reports that we're getting every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's going to be a successful Olympics. I earlier said that we should cancel
yes.
the Olympics. But of course, there's a lot of money involved, and money trumps public health in so many situations, and this is one.
Well, this is a potential disaster, as you and I discussed last time, Dr. Alton. You know, you've got all these countries, you know, coming there in a, you know, when I say Zika infested, and some might say, well, that's an, you know, that might be a bit harsh. But to think that it's going to be Zika free, somewhere between Zika free and Zika infested is the issue. But regardless of that, the potential for infection and the potential of people taking that infection and that disease back to their host countries, I mean, we are potentially igniting a pandemic here.
And I've got some news that just came out in the last 24 hours. The CDC has now determined that all sexual activity that involves fluid can pass the Zika virus. In the past, it was thought to be a male-to-female sexual transmission, mm-hmm. and now they have changed their mind. They have found, at least in New York City, they found a case of female-to-male transmission that was clearly caused by that, not by travel and not by other means. And so they have just sent me a number of advisories saying that they've changed it, that all sex, not just male to female sex, is going to be a possible way to get it. That, you know what that does? That widens the population at risk significantly.
Exactly. What about inoculation? Where are we in terms of the development of serum that could counteract this virus?
As of the beginning of the month, a company called Inovio Pharmaceuticals announced that they have been approved by the CDC to test an experimental Zika vaccine on humans. They tested it on animals. They seem to be happy with it. And now they're in phase one of the study. Phase one is the part of the study where you give Zika this proposed vaccine to volunteers to see if it causes ill effects in them. And then they go on to phase two and phase three, and these identify whether the vaccine is actually effective in eliminating Zika virus protecting against Zika virus in humans. And so that for this year, I believe that we are on our own. And so whatever we do to protect ourselves is pretty much what we're doing on our own. There's not going to be a lot of funding for it, and municipalities have to put together good mosquito control measures, especially in warm weather states like Florida down here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried?